Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 10th of April, 2021, and is entitled The Sacred Back Button. Younger readers will find it hard to conceive of a time in which every application screen didn't have a way to go back. This universal affordance was there, a new thing, in the first web browser that anyone ever saw, and pretty soon after that, more or less everything had it. It's a crucial part of the user experience, and unfortunately, a lot of popular software is doing it imperfectly. Let's demand perfection. Why it matters. Nobody anywhere is smart enough to build an application that won't, in some situations, confuse its users. The back option removes fear and makes people more willing to explore features because they know they can always back out. It was one of the reasons why the nascent browsers were so much better than the Visual Basic, X11, and character-based interface dinosaurs that then stomped the earth. Thus, I was delighted at the advent of Android that the early phones had physical back buttons. And here's a picture, the Android G1 developer phone from 2008, reproduced from my Android Diary series, which I flatter myself was influential at the time. I got so excited, I wrote a whole blog piece about that back button. Nowadays, Android phones don't have the buttons, but do offer a universal back gesture, and as an Android developer, you don't have to do anything special to get sane, user-friendly behavior. I noticed that when I use iOS apps, they always provide a back arrow somewhere up in the top left corner. Don't know if that costs developers extra work. Imperfections. The most important reason I'm listing these problems is to offer a general message. When you're designing your UX, think hard about the back affordance. I have seen intelligent people driven to tears when they get stuck somewhere and can't back out. People using your software generally have a well-developed expectation of what back should do at any point in time, and any time you don't meet that expectation, you've committed a grievous sin, one you should remedy right now. Problem: the Android back stack. Since we started with mobile, let's talk Android. The activities that make up Android apps naturally form a back stack as you follow links from one to the other. It turns out that Android makes it possible, and this is a link into the API docs, to compose and manipulate your stack. One example would be Twitter, which occasionally mails me about people I follow having tweeted something it thinks that might interest me, and when I haven't been on for a while. It's successful enough that I haven't stopped it. When I click on the link, it leaps straight to the tweet in question, but when I hit back, I don't return to my email because Twitter has interposed multiple layers of itself on the stack, so it takes several hops to get back to where I followed the link from. This is whiny, attention-starved behavior. I'm not saying that back should always 100% revert to the state immediately before the forward step. I've seen stack manipulation be useful, but this isn't. It's just pathetic. Problem: SPA foolery. SPA stands for single page application. When in my browser I click on something and end up looking at something, and then I'm tired of looking at it and go back, I should go back to where I started. Yes, I know there's a convention when an image pops up that it'll go away if you hit escape. And there's nothing wrong with that, but back should work too. The Twitter web interface does the right thing. When I open up a picture, escape works, but so does back. Feedly doesn't get this right. If you're in a feed and click a post, it pops to the front, and hitting escape is the only way to make it go away. Back takes you to a previous feed. Grr. Also, Zap2It, where I go for TV listings, has the same behavior. Back takes you right out of the listing. Zap2It demonstrates another problem. I have my local listings in a mobile browser bookmark on one of my Android screens, which opens up Chrome with the listings, except for the tab is somehow magically different. If I flip away from Chrome then return to it, the tab is gone. Problem: Chrome new tab links. When I'm in Chrome and follow a link that opens a new tab, back just doesn't work. If I close the tab, for example with Command W on a Mac, it hops back to the source link. In what universe is this considered a good UX? To make things worse, there are many things that make Chrome forget the connection between the tab in question and its source link, for example taking a look at a third tab. Blech. Fortunately, Safari is saner. Well, mostly. Problem: Safari new tab links. I'm in Safari, and I follow a link from my Gmail tab to wherever, and it ends up in a new tab. Then when I hit back, there I am back in Gmail, as a side effect, closing the freshly opened tab, which is sane, rational, unsurprising behavior. It's exactly the same effect you get by closing the tab on Chrome, which is why Chrome should use back to achieve that effect. Except, did I mention that the browser forgets Safari's back linkage memory is encoded in letters of dust inscribed on last month's cobwebs. More or less any interaction with the browser, and it's no more back for you, kid. Especially irritating are pages that interrupt scroll down requests with a bunch of deranged JavaScript fuckery that I darkly suspect is aimed at optimizing ad exposures, and that my browser interprets as substantive enough to mean no more back for you. I swear I worry about farting too loudly, because that might give Safari an excuse to forget out of sheer prissiness. Please let him back out. Screwing with the path backwards through your product is inhumane, stupid, and unnecessary. Don't be the one that gets in people's way when they just want to step back. That's all, folks.